Nikki speaking.
Oh, hi, Nikki. This is LaWanna calling you back.
Yes, ma'am. So I have a quick question for you. Well, two things. Her birth date is not correct. That 9-1, it's saying 1970.
Mm-hmm.
You said it's 1975. So one of our workers had looked in the CareSource portal. I guess she used to be in there. And it said 1975. Mm-hmm. So then we put it in the Ohio Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted you to know that part. She hasn't answered my call yet because I want to ask her.
Yeah, she did that with me because I had they gave her to me as a new enrollee, and she wouldn't answer, so I just went by there. But she lives so far.
She lives
far from me.
Yeah.
I'm coming from Austin Town.
Okay.
So she lives all the way out in Bristolville.
Yeah, I've called her like 3 or 4 times, and she has not answered.
Mm-hmm. So, yep, I told her that too. I said I couldn't. I said you gotta ask your phone because we trying to do services and everything, and you're not answering. Don't nobody want to just be driving that far,
right?
But yeah, so she's probably there. I don't know because she can't like get around that well.
Okay, so we're gonna send our nurse out probably tomorrow, but if we can get our nurse out there until Thursday, do you know when you'll have her service plan done?
Let's see. It's done. It's just got to go into review with my supervisor.
Okay, that's how that goes. It goes into review, and then your supervisor approves it. Then you can.
Yeah.
Okay, and you know me, how long does that take?
Sometimes it depends on how busy she is. But I mean, if you already got her and you're going to get her started, I'll just tell her to expedite it.
Okay, but
so
normally,
are you planning on starting?
Can we have it at least by Friday?
Yeah, I meet with her on Friday, so I have her look at it.
All right, you'll let
her
know.
My supervisor. Yep, I'll have her look at it, and that way I can go ahead and submit it over. Because we do one-on-ones every week. So
every week,
when I log on with her, I'll say, hey, go ahead and look at this one. I need to get it, get it over.
Okay, and my last question is, if I'm correct, we should not start services without a service plan. Am I correct? Because we could get paid. Mm-hmm.
That's how it's supposed to work. Yeah. As far as what I understand. Mm-hmm.
Me too. Okay. I just wanted to be sure.
Yep. So let me just make a note to get, you got to send a nurse out when?
We're going to try to see if we can get her to go tomorrow, but if not tomorrow, Thursday for sure.
Okay. And then I'll touch base with you Friday to make sure she look at the service plan.
Okay.
Because you're planning on starting the 13th?
Yeah, we would like to. But we know we need a service plan. Yeah, we would like to.
Okay. Okay. All right. And then I'll find out about that birthday when you go out there, when they go out there, find out her correct birthday.
Right.
Because that's what we have on her chart.
Right. That's why I want to call and let you know.
Okay.
Okay.
So you said you got, what birth date did you have?
It's September 1st, 1970. But in the Ohio Department of Medicaid, it's saying 1975.
Oh, Medicaid, 1975. Okay. Okay, so yeah, just make sure the nurse verify that too.
Yeah, I'm going to try my best to get it verified before the nurse even go out there.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay. If you get that verified, just let me know that too.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Oh, you know what? Hey, I'm gonna be sending you over another referral too. As soon as I get it going, get it the referral thing sent out.
Okay. Did you send it today or in the morning?
I'm gonna try to work on it. Probably by the end of the week.
Oh, by the end of the week. Got you. No problem. That's not a problem at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye.